Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I'm asking you a deep question today. Do you know what you want? Do you know what you want in your life? I know that many of you have an idea of what you want. You have an idea of what you want your life to look like. You have an idea of what you'd like your marriage to be more like. But I think that many of us are in limbo. We're in limbo. We're not able to really understand or grasp that. We have these ideas. We have these thoughts, but we're not putting them into practice. We have these great concepts, these great ideas, these feelings. We even might feel resentment, anger. We also might be avoidant in the fact that we're avoiding the real issues because we don't know how to make any change. We don't know how to get what we want, so we feel frustrated. And so today, I want to really ask you this question, and I want you to start thinking about those answers. I feel that many of us are actually worried about what everybody else wants, or trying to fit in, or trying to make sure everybody else is happy or feeling good. And many times, that actually comes to a detriment to our own life. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't care about other people. We should definitely care about other people, and we shouldn't do things to hurt them. But there are times that we have to do things for our own lives. There are times that we have to make changes in our own life. And there's times that we have to make decisions, concrete, solid decisions, to make changes and create the life that we want. I know that many of you might be complacent in your life right now. You're complacent at work. You're complacent in your marriage. You're complacent in your family. And complacency has become the key word. Some of you don't know how to get out of the complacency. You're underwhelmed by it. You don't know how to make changes. You don't know what to do. You're concerned that you're going to be stuck in the complacency factor, stuck with no change for the rest of your life. But you don't know how to bring it up. You don't know how to communicate this, and you're fearful of communicating this to loved ones and family members. You're worried that they're going to leave. You're worried of the fear of what would happen if they did leave. What would happen if you left? What would happen if you made changes in your life? And these are things that we'll be talking about here and really connecting in today's podcast. You know, I really feel that in life, many of us, it's easier for someone else to make a decision than ourselves. It's easier if someone else makes a decision. It's easier if somebody else takes the reins and makes the decision. Even though it might not be the decision we want, it's easier because it's done. Most humans do not like living in limbo. Most humans do not like living in limbo, do not like the idea of the unknown, do not like the push and pull, do not like worrying. You know, that's why people don't like going to court and going through all the process of a lawsuit, because they don't want to wait all that time going through the process. Even though somebody may have hurt them or damaged them in some degree, they don't want to deal with the unknown, and they don't want to be up in the air in the unknown for weeks, months, or even years at a time. Now, think about that, though. The complacency of our life. Many of us are very complacent with our marriage. We're complacent with our spouse. We're complacent with the family dynamic. We're complacent with the office dynamic, with our boss dynamic, with our work dynamic. All these things we become complacent with. So I think that we have to ask a question first, because if you're feeling a certain way, as if you'd like to make some changes in your life, if you're feeling a certain way and you feel like life is passing you by, what is missing in your life? You have to begin to ask the question, what is missing in your life? What are things that you want to achieve in your life? What are things that you want in your life? So what is missing? Is it missing in your marriage? Are you missing a connection? Are you missing communication? Are you missing physicality, physical touch? Are you missing respect, mutual respect in the relationship? Are you missing something in your work life? Are you missing, you know, being pushed to being able to do things that you really want to do, or being able to follow through with things that you really want to follow through with? Or are you feeling empty inside? Very interesting questions to think about. Very interesting questions to think about. And I feel like we don't ponder this enough. I feel like we're not pondering these questions enough. We're not asking ourselves these questions enough to really understand what we really truly want. What do we want? What are we interested in understanding about ourselves, because when we start asking ourselves these questions, we start getting answers. When we start asking ourselves these questions, we start getting answers. What is missing in my life right now? That's the first question. What is missing? And what would change that? What would be the implication? What could fulfill that obligation? What could change that? What can make things better? How could you augment that? How could you change that? And how long has this been missing from your life? And I think that's very important, too, is the length of time that things have been missing. The length of time that things have been missing in your life. And that's something that you want to focus on. That's something that you want to think about. Because the longer it's been missing, the longer that you have been allowing this, the longer that you've been kicking the can down the road, the more probably avoidant you've become. The more avoidant that you've become. How avoidant have you become? How avoidant are you? Very interesting things to ask yourself. How avoidant have you become? And how fearful are you to try to get these needs met? How fearful are you of bringing this up, whether it's with your friend, your family member, your spouse, your boss? All good questions. And we have to ask ourselves this to think, okay, if I waited this long, why have I waited this long? What is the reasoning for me waiting so long? What is the reasoning for me to wait so long? Why have I waited this long? What's the reasoning? Do I know why? And this is a good question. Why have I waited so long? And why have you waited so long? Is it fear? Is it that you thought things would change? Is it that you felt like you were asking for too much? Is it that you felt like you were just like being too persnickety, or you felt like you, or maybe you feel like you're being too self-centered, and then you're judging yourself based on what you need and finding fault within that situation? What is it? I know that many clients of mine deal with this in their marriage. I've created many videos on the concept of the roommate situation and what that looks like in a marriage. And the roommate situation is challenging. The roommate situation is challenging. Why? Because you're in a relationship. You obviously are there because you love the person. You care about them to some degree. But yet your needs are not being met. You're not happy to some degree in certain parts of the relationship. And so it becomes really challenging because you don't want to rock the boat too much. You don't want to upset somebody too much. But you also need to have a conversation, or at least communicate about your feelings and how you feel and what you want and what you need. And all these are things that have to be looked at. And the longer the can is kicked down the proverbial road, the longer the road of avoidance is. Because it's hard. It's hard because it's like in the moment of a situation, the best time to deal with a problem is in the moment. You know what I'm saying? It's like going retro doesn't work. It's like when somebody says something to you that's mean or nasty, you know, instead of waiting for 2 months to say anything and then bring it up, you should bring it up right then. You should bring it up right when it happens. Not to wait. To bring it up right when it happens, not to wait. And it's like bringing it up in that moment is the best possible time that it can be brought up. Because the longer we wait, when you bring it up, it's like you're angry about something that happened a long time ago. You're angry about something the other person doesn't even understand why you're so angry and what's going on. And then it's out of place, and then there's an argument about it. And the same thing applies to relationships. The same thing applies to work environment. The same thing applies to this entire concept we're talking about. Because the longer we avoid, the more painful it becomes to ourselves, the more challenging and difficult it becomes to bring it up, and the more fearful and the more fear it produces by bringing it up, the more fear that it produces by bringing it up, all these things contribute to you feeling not so good, feeling overwhelmed, feeling angry, feeling resentful. Many people self-medicate because of this avoidance. And a lot of people avoid things because you just don't want to deal with the possible outcome. What if the outcome is not what you want? What if the outcome is not what you're wanting to look for? What if the outcome is not what you want to hear? And, you know, and when you think about it from that perspective, it's, again, it's like you're kicking the can down the road, that, and the process just gets more and more challenging. So what happens if you've been kicking the can down the road for 5-10 years? How do you begin to muster up the courage to talk about the situations that upset you? How do you begin to muster up and put that together and put it out there without, you know, without screaming it or yelling it, but with actually, you know, coming together and having some sort of conversation? And I guess there has to be some sort of plan, some sort of personal plan that you have in your own mind, some sort of personal plan as to the direction you want to go, as to what you want to see in your life, and maybe a timeline even to help you structure your choices. To help you structure your choices, to help you structure your life, to help you structure and focus on what you need to focus on. All very good thoughts, because what happens is we don't have any sort of structure. We have no timeline. We don't adhere to that. And so then we just go down that proverbial road again with no timeline, no commitment to time, no thought about it. And what I found is that in and of itself is challenging, because it keeps us basically not on our toes. We're constantly just battling out the situation. We're not focused on a plan. We're not moving forward. We're just stagnating and not realizing how long we are stagnating for. The longer we stagnate, the longer we stagnate. And that stagnation causes, you know, friction. That stagnation causes internal friction that I think needs to be discussed. Because that internal friction is what causes a lot of discomfort. And I also think that it causes us to be upset with ourselves, because we're not actually speaking our truth. We're not speaking our truth. We're not telling how we feel. We're not bringing up what we need to bring up. Instead, we're avoiding it, ignoring it, not dealing with it, not wanting to deal with it, not wanting to see it, sweeping it under the rug, doing all those things that we feel like we have to do to continue to maintain some sort of reality within ourselves, to maintain some sort of connection, to maintain some sort of, I don't know, like status quo. And sometimes we have to accept the fact that change may be the best thing we can have, or at least the possibility of change. Because I think we're already like going down the road of, oh my God, what if things change? What if this happens? What if things don't work out? We're already going down that negative road, and the fear is real. Stay tuned when I return. I'll be talking more about understanding what we want, how to know what we want, how to know what other people want, and how to really make some solutions and a plan to move the needle forward, to get what we need in our life, and to be happy and content. Not complacent. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm asking you the question, what do you want to see in your life? What do you actually want? And I think that's a question that many of us don't ask ourselves ever. I mean, we might think we ask ourselves, but do we really ask ourselves? I think that many of us are worried about the other people in our lives. We're worried about rocking the boat. We've been complacent for very long. The complacency has led us to avoidance about issues because we don't want to rock the boat. We don't want to upset anybody. We're fearful of change. I think that in general, human beings are fearful of change. We're fearful of what will happen if things change. What will happen if it's not the status quo? Even if you're uncomfortable or unhappy, that fear of change really creates havoc in our lives. You know, whether it's at work, family, marriage, friendships, whatever it looks like, we have these situations that are happening and we need to figure out what is it that we want, how can we be happier or more just at peace. And I think that you have to understand, like, what is it that you want in your life by what is missing? And I think, like, taking an honest evaluation of that is something that we all need to do. And then asking yourself, if something's missing, how long has it gone missing? How long has it been missing? Very important questions. Very important questions to ask yourself. And how much do you miss what is missing? You know, how much do you miss what is missing? And that's a really good question. That's something to honestly think about. And that's something that we have to step back and analyze and say, okay, what is missing? And how much do I miss what's missing? And what level am I willing to get what's missing? How far am I willing to go to get what I need that I need to see in my life that's missing in my life right now? What can I do to make that change? What can I do to make that happen? And I feel like the longer, like I was saying earlier, the longer we kick the can down the road, the harder it is to deal with it, the harder it is to put into practice what we need to do. And so this show is dedicated to anybody that makes some changes, that wants to make some changes, that's ready to make some changes, but doesn't know how to really go by doing it. And, you know, one of the first things that we have to do is ask ourselves, first off, is there things that we can do individually without the help or need of other people? Is there things that we can do on our own to help make changes in our life? Is there ways of owning up our own stuff, owning our own life, owning our own situation, and stepping up to the plate to deal with it? Is there ways of doing that? And that's the first thing we want to exhaust before we go into any other ideas. Because, quite honestly, if you can fix it yourself, well, then go do it. And really think about that. Can I fix this myself? Can I come up with solutions myself? Can I make changes myself that other people don't have to deal with or don't have to make? Very interesting. And so as you thought and pondered that for a little while, if it's not about you and it includes other people, how do we begin to open up the line of communication to have these conversations in a way that everybody feels comfortable and in a way that you feel comfortable? Because it comes down to you. If you don't feel comfortable and you don't feel safe about having these conversations, then what do we really have? What do we really have? If you don't feel comfortable and you don't feel safe, what do we really have? We have to sit there and have some communication. If we don't have communication, we have communication breakdown. If we don't have communication, what do we do? What do we do next? And so we have to analyze that. How do we begin to open the lines of communication with the person that directly is affected or we are directly affected by their actions or inactions? And so stay tuned. I'll be explaining that here in just a moment. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great Calitrin consultants at Top.
USA News Update. President Biden is warning Iran after an American was killed by a drone attack.
The United States does not emphasize seek conflict with Iran, but be prepared for us to act forcefully, protect our people.
A suspected Iranian drone hit a U.S. installation in Syria on Thursday. In response, Biden ordered airstrikes against militant sites linked to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards. At least 23 people are dead after a tornado touched down in western Mississippi. That tornado tore a 100-mile trail of destruction through the towns of Silver City and Rolling Fork. A chocolate factory explosion in West Reading, Pennsylvania, left 5 people dead and 5 missing. The blast at the R.M. Palmer chocolate factory shook the town of West Reading and destroyed most of the building. A person was pulled alive this morning from the rubble of that explosion. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm asking you, do you know what you want in life? Do you have an idea of what you want? And do you feel like there's something in your life that's missing that you truly want? And in this moment, right before the break, I had asked you, are you able to take care of this on your own? You know, some of these things that we need to take care of in our life don't involve other people. This is something that you could do on your own. And if that's something that you could do on your own, then you have to ask yourself, what is the solution? And what can I do on my own? And if there is something that I can do, why haven't I done it before? And if it's something that you can't do on your own, or you need to have communication, then we need to figure out how do we open up the lines of communication. How do we open up the lines of communication and begin to have conversations that we need to have? How do we open that up? How do we manage to open up that and begin that dialogue? And I know that many of you maybe have tried before. Maybe it's fallen on deaf ears. Maybe it was a very stressful conversation. Maybe a lot of things did not get, like, figured out. Maybe solution didn't come about. Maybe somebody got very argumentative or shut down or closed off. All of which is very challenging, especially when you're trying to have a conversation. But I wonder how many of you really have tried, because I think that it's easier to just avoid it. It's easier just to walk away. It's easier to say, I'll wait this out. I don't need to bring this up now. I'll wait it out. It's not that big of a deal. I'll keep kicking the can down the road for now, because that's what's been working so far. But the idea of what's been working is very interesting. The concept of working is not necessarily there. And I think that many of us, tell ourselves it's working. Tell ourselves that things are coming together. Tell ourselves that this will happen. But again, that's also coming from the position of I'm in fear of bringing it up. And what would happen if we actually have the conversation? Will things get better or things get worse? And, again, it's an interesting concept, because I believe that as a codependent, many of us have codependent tendencies. We don't want to rock the boat. There's a lot of fear of doing the right thing. There's a lot of fear of hurting somebody. And that fear is real. That fear of hurting somebody, that fear of not doing the right thing, that fear of letting somebody down. And those are questions and thoughts that we all have to have, but at the same time, you can flip the script around and say, well, I'm letting myself down. How much am I letting my own self down? And those are questions that only you can answer. These are questions that only you can answer. And things that you have to think about solo. Because I've also realized, too, is that, when we go through all these processes, we have to, understand that if we're not really being honest with ourselves and we're not being honest with other people, there's a lot of resentment build up. Also, we're not giving the chance to the other person to say what they need to say or to communicate their feelings, because we're automatically assuming an assumption that they're not going to want to do something, or they're going to argue, or they're going to find fault, or it's going to fall on deaf ears. All these things are things that we have to understand. And I feel that fear is something that really takes over us. And in the process of taking over us, we end up making assumptions. We end up assuming things. And in that assumption, we realize that we just decide to go back to the drawing board and not communicate in those assumptions. I know that some of you say, well, actually, I haven't assumed, and I've actually gone out there and I've put myself out there and I've said what I had to say, but the other person didn't know what they wanted. And that's interesting, too, especially in a relationship, when you're in a marriage and the other person doesn't know what they want. And so they can't communicate back with what they want. Many of you have said, you know what, I've deferred all this and I've just waited for this person to figure it out and they can make a decision. And once they make a decision, then I'll move on, or I'll do this, or I'll do that. That's based on the fact that this person's going to make a decision. What if they don't make a decision? What if nobody makes a decision? What if both people are in limbo making no decisions? What happens then? How long do you wait? What's the time limit to wait for? I work with many clients where they would like to have some changes in their marriage, and they bring it up to their spouse, and their spouse him and haws around, doesn't know what they want. How far and how long do you wait? And I think there has to be some sort of plan, just like there's a plan for anything. When you're creating a business proposal, you're working on a business project, there's a plan. You just don't go willy-nilly into it. You plan things out. You have a timeline. You have the direction. You have a process of how things work. You have a process of how to make things happen. And I think we have to really begin to understand, what is that process? What do I need to do to make changes in my life? How do I need to go by this? What do I need to do next? What's the next steps in my life that I need to take step by step by step to be able to do what I need to do and to do the right thing for myself and for other people concerned? Because I've also realized, too, is that if you don't speak up about things, no matter how big something is, it's like eventually somebody has to speak up and speak their truth. I think one of the most interesting concepts is, you know, when people have been married for a long period of time and, you know, one person is still closeted, but, you know, other people, the spouse doesn't have an idea, has no idea. And it's hard because, again, that's something that somebody's trying to hide. That's something that somebody is not ready to deal with. And those are problems, too, is that when somebody's not really ready to deal with something, when somebody's not willing to be in solution, they're going to hide it. Just like if somebody was doing drugs and hiding their drug use because they weren't willing to deal with it. They weren't willing to come to terms with it. They weren't willing to do anything. They didn't want to change their lives, so they hid it. It happens all the time. Drugs, alcohol, gambling, sex, whatever that is. And they're not willing to come to terms with what they need to come to terms with. And so if somebody's not willing to come to terms, not ready to come to terms with it, not ready to be honest about it in their own life, they're not going to be honest with you. They're just not. Because they're not honest with themselves. But at some point, we got to get honest with ourselves. At some point, we got to get honest and say, okay, I need to make these changes in my life, or I need to accept these realities in my life, or I need to accept this side of myself in my life. How do I begin to accept that side of my life? How do I begin to do that? Because ultimately, the things that we don't accept about ourselves are the things that destroy us. The things that we don't accept about ourselves ultimately destroy us. And that's very important to think about. Because if we're not willing to get right with ourselves, what we're not willing to get right with is going to take us down. And I think that everybody has something like that. I think everybody has their kryptonite. Everybody has something that they're hiding that they don't want to deal with to some degree, no matter how big or small it is. And it's something that really is building up within them that they do not know how to deal with. And in the process of not knowing how to deal with it, they fight it, they avoid it, they ignore it, they kick the can down the road, they find ways of hiding it, they find ways of masking it, they find all kinds of things. They lie about it, all those types of things to not have to deal with the situation at hand. To just not have to deal with it. It's something that many people don't want to deal with. And, you know, when we're dealing with that in a relationship specifically, it's very challenging because when somebody's not dealing with something that they need to deal with, the other person's still in limbo and has no idea what's going on. So it's creating this spiral effect of pain. It's creating a spiral effect of pain. And everybody's affected by it. Even if you don't know what's going on, you're still being affected. So even if somebody's holding something in and they're not telling you, you're still going to be affected by it because of not only how they feel about it, their thoughts, their feelings, how they feel about the resentment or the anger, what they're thinking in their minds, all these things. And that's something that we really need to look at. That's something that we need to understand. So if you're keeping something from somebody else, think about that. If you are right now, how is that affecting you? How is what you're holding in affecting you? And with that, how does it affect other people based on how are you acting around other people based on what you're having to deal with and the stress that you're carrying? How does that impact the other people in your life? How does that impact the people directly related in your life? Because if you're holding on to a lot of resentment and anger, what do you do with all that? Where do you pack that out? How do you put that? Where do you put that at? So eventually it comes out anyway. And our actions, our attitudes, the way that we see other people, the way that we interact with other people, how we feel about other people, all this eventually comes out anyway. And so what do we do? And that's what we have to ask ourselves. What are we willing to do? Are we willing to be honest about our needs? Are we willing to be honest about who we are? And see where the cards fall. What happens next? Because I think eventually it becomes an uncomfortable situation. It's like, how uncomfortable can the situation be until you finally do something about it? How uncomfortable does the situation have to be before you do something about it? And that's usually, you know, where the rubber meets the road, is that, you know, when people come to me, usually the uncomfortability is so unpleasant, they can barely contain themselves. They wait until things are so uncomfortable, and then I get a call. And that's great. That's fine. That's perfect timing. It depends on what timing. It depends on how excruciating it has to be. How excruciating does the pain have to be? How bad does it have to get? And that's how humans operate, right? Most of us operate from that position. We don't do it immediately. We don't do it immediately. We just wait and wait and wait until it's so unpleasant and so painful that we say, if I don't do anything now, I'm going to lose it. Which, to some degree, I understand, but also it creates havoc in our life because of the unhappiness factor, because of the avoidance factor. We've avoided for so long dealing with the problem, dealing with the issue, that now the issue seems so big and overwhelming. So big and overwhelming, the problem begins to feel. And that problem begins to feel larger than life. And you begin to worry that you don't have solution for this larger than life problem. Because that's what it is. It's a larger than life problem, right? And that's something that we have to think about. That's a larger than life program. We have this thing that we have to deal with. Okay, what do I do now? What is the solution? What can I find? What can I implement? What can I do? And then that takes time and effort too, because we have to sit there and say, okay, I can't go in circles. I want to be heard by this person. I need to be honest and direct, but how honest and direct am I willing to be about my own situation? I think that's the hardest thing for most people to do, is to be honest and direct about how they really feel about their lives. I think it's one of the hardest things to do, about being honest and direct about their honest feelings. How do we do that? How do we process that? How do we become honest and direct about that? What do we do in our lives? How do we do that? Because I think that many of us have been taught that, you know, in the past, that when we have put ourselves out there, or we had been honest about our feelings, we've gotten hurt. And so we have that fear in the back of our mind that we're going to get hurt again. Or maybe we were raised in a family dynamic with parents that were maybe more narcissistic in nature, where we weren't allowed to express our feelings. Or when we did, we were yelled at or told to be quiet or told that we're annoying or told that we need to just get better and just stop it because things are not that bad. Or we got that toxic positivity back, that we just need to be happy about where we're at. And so with all that stuff growing up, it began to, like, you know, create that reality where you hold in your feelings, you hold in your truth, and fear that you'll be ridiculed, and fear that somebody's not going to listen to you, and fear that nothing's going to happen anyway. And then you hold it in as an adult in through your throughout your entire lifetime, not expressing your truth. And then eventually you're trying to express your truth at a certain time, and it's probably going to come out all wrong in the beginning because you haven't really expressed your truth. But at some point, something's got to give. And I feel like that's kind of where the rubber meets the road, is, are you willing to jump in with that? Are you willing to express your truth? Are you willing to communicate your truth? When I return, I'll be talking more about that, more about ways of having conversations and opening communication. If you haven't already, check out my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and put in Ashley Burgess, A-S-H-L-E-Y-B-E-R-G-E-S, Ashley Burgess. You have new content out every single day. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. You know it. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. In today's show, we're talking about speaking our truth and do we know what we actually want? And opening up that line of communication with the people that are affected by the most, by your truth. And what you need and what you want in your life. And the first person that's affected by your truth is you. And I think that's one of the hardest things to deal with, is coming to terms with your truth. And being able to accept that reality and accept that truth and be honest with oneself in the process. And I think that's the hardest thing to come to terms with in the very beginning, because I think that's what's hardest to deal with, is what do I really want? What is my truth? What can I express honestly? And then how do I express that to the people nearest me that are affected by that the most? And then the fear factor of what they're going to say or how they're going to think comes into play at that point as well. And it's always interesting, because then we have to go and talk to that other person. And remember, we're dealing with their insecurities as well. We're dealing with the things that they're not willing to deal with. We're dealing with the things that they haven't accepted or grasped. We're dealing with the things that they have, their issues and their setbacks and their walls and their avoidance. And so here we go, going down that path. Dealing with the other person too. And a lot of times we're being mirrored by that other person. A lot of times that we're being mirrored by that other person, and we don't even realize it. We might be mirroring them, they're mirroring us, but it's like an image of it. It's not the same image, so it's hard to see. It's hard to really track and say, oh, I'm being mirrored, because it's different enough that it doesn't look similar. But I realize in life that most people are in some sort of mirroring situation. You know, somebody's in a very similar situation, but we judge their situation instead of judging our situation. And that's interesting in and of itself, because we're basically, well, as we judge other people, we're actually dividing ourselves up from other people, not understanding them or their plight, and finding fault within them, creating more of a distance and a wall between us and them. And when we begin to realize that, that's when we begin to open up communication. That's when we're able to see, okay, wait a second, that person's not that different from me. And maybe they want to argue with you. Maybe you bring up your truth and they want to argue and fight with you, and that's how they want to be, and they want to argue and fight with you, and that's the direction they want to go. And that's possible too, but then again, you have to ask yourself, am I willing to continue to deal with this type of behavior? Because I've realized too that when somebody fights you and argues with you and doesn't want to listen and doesn't want to hear you out, there's a real reason for that. They're fighting listening. They're fighting listening to the truth. They're fighting the situation. They don't want to hear the situation. They don't want to deal with the situation because of their fear, because of their unknown, because of the things that they don't know that they need or want in their life. How do they do that? How do they process that? And what do they do? Very interesting questions, right? When you think about it, it's very interesting. What do you do with it? How do you deal with it? And that's the greatest question, is like thinking about, okay, I need to sit this person down and have a conversation. Maybe they'll have a conversation, maybe they won't. But again, remember, the conversation is for them, but the conversation is also for you. Every relationship we're in is a learning situation, a learning curve for us. Every relationship teaches us more about ourselves. Yes, we learn about the other person, but we learn mostly about ourselves and our interaction within ourselves, within the relationship, creating that type of situation, that type of environment, where we can learn more about who we are, where we can connect more with who we are. It's a very interesting dynamic. And so the more that you begin to understand who you are, the more that you begin to ask the question, what do I want in my life, and what is currently missing in my life, and what am I willing to do to get it? We begin to ask ourselves the important questions that we need to ask ourselves to continue to move our life forward, to continue to go forward in our life, to continue to create amazing situations in our life and things that we need to create in our life and things that we ultimately want to create in our life so that we don't have certain regrets later down the road that we can't change. Regret is one thing that's really challenging to overcome, if at all. And so the most that we can do is try to stop regret from even happening, stop it from even processing or beginning, in order to be able to live the life we want. But having those conversations, and even if it goes on deaf ears, it's not on deaf ears to you. It's having that conversation with yourself and then seeing how much longer that you can deal with not having a solution, and over that process beginning to understand the next direction that you need to go. Because again, it's really up to us and our decisions and everything that we want in life, and helping other people to see where we're going, but also realizing that we too have the option of being happy and at peace. If you haven't already, check out the YouTube channel. Just go to Ashley Burgess and Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.